Welcome to Runchins and Dragons!
Hi guys, my name is Q, and I am the voice of Aurum, your drow warlock.
Hi, this is Pedro, the voice of Sailor Jerry, the rock gnome wizard.
Hi, this is Kenny, I am the voice of Torg, the ranger halfling.
Hey guys, this is Caesar, the voice of Pulsh, our dwarf cleric.
Hi, this is Brandon, voice of Damien, the halfling paladin.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
All right, I go to the other side, I open up the door to B, and what do I see?
He walks over to B.
Okay. What do I see in B?
In B, you see what looks to be what would have been a similar scene, but you see instead that there's a bunch of dressing shelves, like hole where weapons would be held. There's a couple of chests that have been ransacked and whatnot. In the middle of the room, the middle half of the room in the back, you see what looks to be three bodies.
And I can't tell who those bodies are.
No, they have their backs to you.
Wait, but they're dead bodies, or?
They don't look like they're moving.
I'm going to move in front of Aurum, or at least like right next to Aurum, and I'm going to hit off a Divine Sense.
It does not ping anything.
Yes. What is Divine Sense do?
I can sense a Celestial, Undead, or Fiend.
Yep.
Okay, well, that limits it. Can I do... Well,
at 60 feet, does it ping anywhere around them?
It doesn't ping.
Well, I'll go ahead and go into the room then.
We're over here.
Okay.
And as I go into the room, what is next to that door is ransacked chest. Is what
it's a ransacked, that is ransacked chest. So go ahead and put yourself in there.
I'm in.
Okay.
Okay. From here, am I able to do any kind of perception?
Pulsh enters right behind them.
Can I do a perception of the room?
Oh, you're holding.
That's
right. You have
the orb.
I see that out of the corner of my eye.
Yep, this is not...
What happened?
I want to do perception. Anything that is out of the ordinary from based off of what I can see past that.
What?
9 plus 5, that's a 14.
These don't move when the light comes in?
No, those are dead bodies.
Oh, so they are dead. Okay, so 14.
Yeah, you notice that there's no real blood around the dead bodies. So it's just...
Here. Any other markings on them?
You'd have to get closer to see that.
We are not in the room.
Anybody else coming with us?
I walk into the room and straight up to the bodies.
Okay. Just the first body?
Just the first body.
At this point, I don't want to be alone. So.
I'm going to stay right next to Aurum.
Okay.
Is Gorn by
Aurum? Yeah, always. Always
me. I'm ready in action. I'm ready firebolt.
Torg and Jerry, make a wisdom saving throw.
Christ. He really wants us to
The whispers start up again once you come inside the room.
That is an 18.
Okay. Oh, that's a 2, that's a 5.
You're the last one standing.
Yeah. God damn it.
I'm looking at the GM like, I'm the only one left sane.
Yeah. But you hear that. You see as Jerry crosses the threshold, he just kind of stops and just sinks into himself.
And then I look at him and
at the same time that this happens to him, like the rest of you had the same whisper kind of reiterate.
Echo. And I notice that everybody now besides me is having the same. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is not good. This is not good.
Join us, Danny. We all float down here.
Does anything happen when I walk up to the body?
You see that it looks like the cloak of the elf from above.
The one that I was guarding.
Yeah.
I want to do a perception to see, I want to see if I can pick up any, if it's an illusion spell on them.
Okay.
Arcana, you mean?
Yeah, I guess an arcana would be a sort of... That is a 14 plus 5, that is 19.
There is no illusion here.
I search the bodies.
Alright. The second you touch the elf, you see him kind of stir.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
I mean, I was guarding
him. Does Coles sense what's coming?
I don't know. Does he? Because it's initiative.
Those undead.
I have a red action for aggression.
He did divine might.
He did ping for divine might.
Divine sense.
Okay, I do have a ready action for aggression.
I mean, no, because you're coming out of your
trance.
Your trance.
You're literally canceling it because of this trance.
Wisdom.
So, initiatives.
Ooh, I think it's the first high initiative I've ever had.
That's a 12 for Sailor Jerry.
12.
17.
17.
14 for Kulsh.
I had a 12 on the die plus...
Dexterity, so 2. So 14?
Yeah, my 14.
I have a 12 on the die plus 3, that's 15.
15.
First time I don't go first. Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's bad.
Oh, great.
So, hope...
I'm worried already.
At least we got an encounter.
I'm even more annoyed that I got my initiative cut off based off of what I read here. I'm just like,
You see Orym go over, and the second he sees a recognized face, like, he puts his hands down to move him, and as you put your hands down, you feel that they're stuck. And you see the other two bodies move, but as they move, you see their shape kind of coalesce into this blob.
Oh, gelatinous blob.
Nope. And you see them leap forward onto you.
Okay.
The one that you're on also kind of like shifts down into this blob shape with just a maw in front of you. And your hands are stuck right underneath it. And you just see it kind of like swoop in. So if you could have...
Yeah, get me swarmed there.
Yeah.
Put me swarmed.
Not a swarm, though.
Yeah. Not a swarm, but I'm basically being...
No. But your worst fears have come true, my friends.
They're all mimics.
They're all mimics.
Was not the chest.
everybody expects the chest. Nobody expects a dead body.
Nobody expects a Spanish issue.
Nobody. So they're biting.
Inquisition.
What a show, the Inquisition. 12 is not going to hit... Orym. 19 on the die is going to hit Orym.
I am one square away from being able to...
And a 15 on the die is going to hit Orym. So two of the bites come crashing into your skin. And you see that as they bite, their saliva looks greenish and unwelcoming. It is acidic.
Okay, so ongoing poison damage?
No, it's just acid damage.
Yeah.
So 7 regular damage for the first bite and 2 acidic damage, so that's a total of 9. And then 10 regular damage plus 3 acidic, so 13 on the second bite.
Alright. I'm not in good shape, fellow brethren.
Damien.
Just Damien, do something.
Oh, they act as one initiative?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not cruel.
Thank you.
And unusual.
I mean, this was unusual, but for completely different reasons.
Right.
I'm gonna move in this one square.
Right.
Right up to the green one.
Uh huh.
And I'm just gonna, you know, do the thing where I hit it with my longsword, or I hope to hit it with my longsword.
Do it.
I hope to do it.
That's an 8 plus 4.
I need you to change that die.
That hits.
Don't. Well, no, I would still change it. Still change it.
Okay, so 12 hits.
Yep.
I didn't actually expect to hit anything. Let me get my D8 out.
Wow, he's like, I didn't expect to hit.
With an 8.
Well, yeah. You notice that once you hit it,
yeah,
your sword becomes stuck to it.
Of course it does.
That is good that I can see that.
Yeah, because you have your drift globe on.
That is good that I see, because I will drop my sword and pick up my bow, because it's like, five. Nah, son.
Nah.
Wait, what?
It takes 5 plus 2, so 7 slashing damage.
What's the order? The monsters are first, then Damien, then
Tor? Damien, then Tor.
Okay, so the opposite. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, I'm lasting.
So Torg.
Fuck, I can't use Hail of Thorns.
No, you can't.
No, you cannot.
It doesn't move very fast either, so it's not.
Just use your bow.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I get hit from there, right?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead.
Green one?
With my bow.
Okay.
13 plus.
That five. Hits?
Yeah, that hits. And I'm going to add some more because of Colossal Slayer, so it actually deals more to it.
Yeah, yeah. Because he got hit before.
So D6 plus D8.
Which, is there anything else you want to do beforehand? That you're forgetting? Would you like to mark things?
I did this, so that's 8 plus. It's 8 plus 3. Plus 3, that's 11.
Okay.
And then I will cast Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
Not on him, because this one, how does it look after
they're all, one.
They're all merged.
They're all technically one?
No, they go on the same initiative, but they're all three individual mimics.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does the green mimic look right now?
You don't know.
You know, so
because they're mimics, you never know how badly they look or not.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm not going to use Hunter's Mark on it then.
Kosh.
Kosh is highly annoyed because he hates mimics.
Yeah.
So he takes 5. Actually, he's going to stay in the doorway because he has range. And he's going to cast Toll of the Dead.
Okay.
On the
That's a Constitution saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, I forgot your Constitution.
And what does it do?
1d12 necrotic damage.
Oh shit! Nice.
Total of 10.
Fails.
Yeah. So
take that 1d12.
Yeah.
Take that 12 HD. Sorry.
9.
9 points.
All right. Does he do anything else besides that?
No.
Nope. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Aurum.
Yeah. If it wasn't missing, it works almost like your Colossus Slayer. If it didn't have any damage, it would be 1d8. If the target is missing any of its hit points, it instead takes 1d12.
Ah, oh, nice. I like that.
My hands are stuck to him.
Yeah.
So no more. So you can't unzip.
I can't do a damn thing.
Nope. You have to escape the grapple.
Okay, so I try to escape the grapple.
Okay. It is either an athletics roll or an acrobatics roll, whatever you choose.
Which one are you better proficient in?
I don't know. I have none of my stats for either or.
You can't just cast right into it.
No, because
my hands.
Because somatic components require hands.
Oh.
I will tell you that acrobatics and athletics are not proficient.
No, I'm sure.
So.
I'm sure. What do I have? Like a plus one?
No, you have whatever your strength is.
What about acrobatics?
Or whatever your dexterity is.
Dexterity. Oh, okay, plus two.
Acrobatics doesn't work.
Yeah, acrobatics or athletics, whichever was better for you.
Yeah, whichever one uses dexterity.
I'm gonna go with acrobatics.
Yes. There you go.
And
you're gonna pummel horse the shit off his blob.
18 plus
2
is
20. Is now like straight up like OG Iron Man 2. Yes.
I got a 19 on the die.
No, the high five.
So you see that you try to move around it and you move your hands and it kind of shuffles with you.
Oh,
and your hands are still stuck to it.
Damn,
where is Gordon's
bonus?
He's there. He's next to you.
Attack the shit.
I asked for assistance.
Gorin is smart enough to tell you that he cannot attack it unless he risks having his stinger attached to it as well. So he's gonna help you
by cheering me on.
And aiding you, so the next time you try to escape, you'll have advantage.
I'll have advantage.
Yeah, so he'll aid you.
Jerry of the Sailors.
Yeah, Sailor Jerry turn.
All right, so I can split my movement, right?
Yeah.
You can move attack move.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to 1-2, and then I'm going to cast Thunder Wave, and because I have evocation, I can shape around Aurum to not hit Aurum.
Okay.
Oh.
So I'm going to catch these three motherfuckers.
Isn't Thunder Wave centered around you, though?
It's a cone.
Cone.
Or a cube outward. Let me double check that. It's a 15-foot cube originating from you.
Yeah, so it's around you. So
right,
you're the center. You're the center of the 15 by 15.
Oh.
Right, which means it hits everybody around you.
It hits every
creature.
I can do two.
Or is it every enemy?
Every creature.
Monster.
Everybody.
Oh, shit.
Do I have to jump up on this?
No. That's a rug.
That's a rug. Oh, no! No!
Or is it?
Is that a rug?
Let me see something here real quick.
Or is that a pitfall? Where is that?
Or another mimic.
Or another mimic. That's a rug. Everything in this room is a mimic run!
So wait, so it's literally three out in all directions?
No, it's a 3x3
yeah.
with you in the center of the 3x3.
Yeah.
I thought that was...
Everybody would have to make a constitution saving throw.
That's a 15-foot cube.
Well, two people would have... only one person if I were to
What's
do
your movement
here.
Speed?
No, I remember, 25. Gorin's there.
Where were you?
If I remember, if I get close, I'm going to get disadvantage.
No, that's not a range attack. It's only on range attacks.
You can get...
I'll take it.
You can get over here and not anybody, right?
No, but look, if you go...
It's not just him, it's also Orm, though.
Yeah, and I can't
But I can
take
shape it.
It
around two people.
Well, if you do it here, 5, 10, 15, then...
No, he'll only get the black one.
I would have to be here.
Right. Yeah.
You get there, now.
And I would get...
You said 15-foot cube.
Yeah, it's a 15-foot cube. So, to draw it out for you, if he's here, this is...
Yeah.
15.
The nine around me.
By 15. Yeah.
So I literally would 5, 10, 15.
Yeah.
It centers around him.
Okay.
Stand next to the white one.
That's getting two attacks of opportunity?
No.
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 You only take an attack of opportunity when you leave their threat range.
Yeah.
I get into the threat range.
Leave.
No, but I'm saying getting in this
one. Getting in is fine. You don't take any attacks of opportunity getting in.
You're thinking fourth edition.
Well, but here's the problem, though.
Sure.
The next turn... I'm going to get attacked at least twice.
Probably.
Maybe.
And I have a very low AC, and I will...
Then pot shot one, and just don't put yourself in that predicament yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm about.
Just keep focusing on one down.
Pot shot.
Well, that's attacks on
one. One at a time, right. Go for the green. At this point, I'm at nine.
Yeah. Go for the green.
I'll go for the green and fire Ray of Frost.
Okay. Shoot away.
That is an 18 on the die.
That'll hit. Pew, pew.
One.
Okay.
You want to get a plus on that?
No.
No. So they go. The green one shrieks. So let's move the black. Let's move the black and the white one over to Damien.
Okay.
There, you would be able to take a type of opportunity if you had your hands free and if you had a weapon.
But
you're grappled.
Gorin
is not getting involved. Physically. So the one on Orm, 8 on the die is not enough to hit your AC with his bonus.
Nope.
The 2 on Damien.
And 19 AC.
Yep. 15 on the die is just enough. But a 3 on the die is not enough.
Okay.
So... I'll say, where's the other D8? There it is. So the blue is acid. So you take 4 regular and 6 acid, so a total of 10 damage.
Alrighty.
Brings us to your turn.
Is he stuck?
Yeah, my longsword's stuck.
He's stuck on the green one,
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to let go of the longsword.
Okay.
I'm going to bring out my hand axe.
Okay.
And go for the green one.
Okay.
What'd you roll?
It's a 3 on the die, plus a 4.
Okay, so now you see you kind of swing away, and right as you're about to hit him, a little bit of the tendril kind of swims away, and you just hit stone.
Okay.
Torg.
Can't wait for the second attack.
Ooh, baby, I love the way.
That's a good thing you missed.
I hope you have plenty of axes.
So yeah, one hand axe, 6 javelins.
Yeah, you're good.
And shoot!
Okay.
Let's get the green one off of fucking Orm, please.
Sure.
Oh, 3 on the die plus 5 is 8.
Not enough. Kolsch.
Total dead, green one.
Do it. That's right. 3 on the die.
Throw a default.
That's not enough.
Four more. Necrotic.
Still up.
Wow.
Orm. You now have advantage.
Do an acrobatics.
Wait, no, Sailor Jerry.
No. Only me first.
We have advantage.
As an advantage.
So you have advantage, yeah.
Okay.
11 plus 2 gives me 13.
Plus roll again, advantage.
Yeah.
Unless the Game Master's rolling advantage for you.
No. I'm rolling advantage because that's what they have.
Would have been Gorn's.
So 11.
Right,
so you have a total of
13.
I rolled a 13.
Son of a...
No, he needs to beat you.
Oh, Oh, so then I escape.
I think so. Because I set the DC. So yeah, so you get your hands free.
Fantastic. They're within my cone, correct?
Yeah, but your action is to get out.
Yeah.
Son of a... So I can only do a free action.
There's no bonus. Oh, bonus action.
Bonus action, which I don't have a bonus action.
Okay.
I don't think I do.
Or we can move, can't he?
Cantrip still
works. If he wants to take a time opportunity.
No, I don't. Cantrips, none of my cantrips are bonus?
No, they're all actions.
Yeah.
So Jerry, just knock the shit out of that green one.
Yeah, I'm going to blast it.
No, the only thing I can do is a Mystic Step. That's a bonus action.
Yeah.
The second level spell?
That's a spell slot, yeah.
Yeah,
no. Don't do that to yourself.
Or okay, I can do Shadow Blade.
Shadow Blade?
That's a bonus action?
Yep. It's a bonus action. Which I weave together threads of shadow to create a sword of solidified gloom in my hand. The magic sword lasts until the spell ends. It counts as a simple melee weapon with which you are proficient. It deals 2d8 psychic damage on a hit and has the finesse, light, and thrown properties.
What?
In addition, when you use the sword to attack a target that is in dim light or darkness, you make the attack roll with advantage. If you drop the weapon or throw it, it dissipates at the end of the turn. Thereafter, while the spell persists, you can use a bonus action to cause the sword to reappear in my hands.
Yeah, so you can summon the blade. You can't attack with it.
It's great. Yeah, but you forgot the first like two sentences you read out there. Read the first, it acts like a what?
You weep.
Melee weapon.
Like a melee weapon.
So it's stuck if you hit him.
No, because it's a shadow. It's a shadow.
It acts as a melee weapon.
Yeah. So it would get stuck.
So it has the same properties.
Would get stuck. This is where we're getting into fucked the stupid D&D physics.
That's if it solidifies. It's solidified shadow.
But if I drop the weapon and throw it,
yeah,
then it dissipates.
Yeah.
It no longer goes.
So you yeah, what it is is that it creates the mechanic of if you hit it with a sword, you have to take your next turn to let go and bonus action again. That's all it is.
But all right, well, you know what? Because it doesn't matter. Either way, I'm going to use a bonus action to call it.
Okay. So you summon the sword.
I summon the sword.
Is it a spell or a cantrip?
It's a bonus action spell.
Yeah.
Level 2.
So it's a spell slot.
You want to use spell slot for this?
I haven't used any of my spell slots since we missed it.
Right. So you see the...
investigate before we come across.
So you see the shadows in the corners of the room just kind of start being pulled, almost like Thavara.
Fuck.
And you see them kind of coalesce into a sword in Orin's hand.
Cool.
So those of you that have been assaulted by Thavara find this a little bit eerie.
Disconcerting.
Yeah. The fact that Aurum deals with the same kind of magic. Say to Jerry.
I'm going to blast I'm gonna use a little bit of a firebolt action.
Oh,
I'm gonna blast that fucking green one.
Do it.
Ah, there's a 19 on the die.
Yeah. That'll hit.
That's a good one.
And another one. That's a 7.
Okay, you're actually doing damage.
Finally.
Brings us back to them.
It doesn't kill it? No.
No. No.
It doesn't set it aflame?
No. The one on Aurum, 19 on the die is going to hit.
Protection.
You got to do it before I actually declare a hit, so just so you're aware.
You've allowed him to do this previously before. Like now all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, because I rolled a die and then I said 19 on die hits.
Mm-hmm. But so. Also, he would the assumption. I think it is a safe assumption.
The reaction is on the attack.
If he is by a spellcaster, he will be protecting the spellcaster.
Yeah.
Sure. Just from now on, call it before I roll. So the two on you then.
He's like, all right, so that didn't go through.
15 on the die is gonna hit you. Mm. Natural 20.
Oof. Everybody drink.
Nice to know you guys.
Yeah, yep. I'm so sorry.
I need more booze. This will be a bad night.
3 plus 3 is 6 regular and 2 acid, so that's 8. And then it becomes a total of 11, 14, and 15 is 29 damage on the crit.
So 8 plus 29.
No, 29 total. Yeah, 8 plus 29.
Jesus Christ!
He's down. For sure, he's down.
No, he's not down.
Almost
I'm down.
Yeah.
Wait,
what?
He got hit 29 plus 8.
What is that one that allows him to go back to 1 HP?
Oh, the half orc.
I just used protection.
Yeah, he reacted to save Orin.
You're not. He's not down yet.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's down.
No. No way.
I'm down.
What damage did
you take? You did 37 damage.
Everyone was down here full. You had more than 37 hit
points. I took 10.
When?
The first time.
The first time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's the second time you've been hit.
Yeah.
I'm like, for sure he's down.
Yeah. But you did save Orm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So make your death saving throw. and put yourself down on the floor.
Oh, wait, no, let me do it. The head came off earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just double a one.
I'm already death saving throws?
Yeah, because you're dead.
Dying. You went so under.
11.
Yes, okay, thank
so
God.
So one success.
Well, I only went
Torg. Yeah, once you hit zero, though, that's when you start making death saves.
My maximum hit point.
My max is 46.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crap, okay.
Yeah, no, there's no way I'm going to kill anyone outright.
You almost killed me outright.
Yeah, the first game when you were first level.
You were literally four HP.
You were first level.
I'm not gonna... instant killing me.
I'm going to cast Halo Phones. I'm going to attack the black one. Now that he's down.
Right, but if any damage done to him... He is an automatic failure on his death saving throw.
Right. It doesn't make any sense because he's already done.
No,
right.
Of course it does.
He's taking more damage when he's unconscious.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Then never mind. I won't call that.
Yeah, yeah.
Go after the green. 15 plus 5 is
20. That'll hit.
Do I have to roll?
To what?
To hit.
To do damage?
That's what I'm asking. Do I have to roll?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Six. Nine total.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, these are mimics. Kosh.
Okay, yeah, looks like I'm going to take out stuck the mimics. Mimics that apparently you get stuck when you attack.
That's what mimics should have. That's one of their rules.
Is that the green one?
No, none of them have died.
Okay.
That's the one that has all the damage, though.
14 on the die. 15. Total of 15.
So it takes half.
Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah.
Half on a save, or I thought it was all or nothing because it's a cantrip.
Oh no, he passes.
Okay. Orm. I mean, I need to roll a 14 to get your save.
Right, I'm still.
I now. Son of a. Well, now my hands are free, and I have a blade in my hand, though.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So that would mean that I wouldn't be able to do burning hands because I have the blade. I can put the.
You can just make it dematerialize and then use your bonus action to rematerialize it. Just remember, if you do Burning Hands, you're going to catch Damien.
Oh, fuck. I marked a failure, not a success.
I can't... What happens if I move out of one diagonally? Like one... Yeah, diagonally move this way to get these two out.
If your only goal is to get the green and the black one, you can do it safely without hitting Damien.
Without him being there, right?
I thought if you're going for all three of them, though, you're going to hit Damien.
Right, I'm going to hit Damien.
So for those that do like... I didn't know there's like guava or mango. This mead has mango, passion fruit, guava, guanabana, and plantain.
Ooh.
I gotta try
plantain. Oh yeah, I'll try that.
But
if you're doing the green and the black one, then yeah, I'll make those saving throws. Dexterity, right?
You're telling me these blobby motherfuckers have dexterity.
Wow. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and use my one action to cast. I'm going to move at a diagonal. You said that if I'm only going towards the green and the black...
You can stay there.
Then I can stay there. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to unzip my pants to do Burning Hands.
Okay. I rolled a 16 on one die, and then a natural 20. So drink up, and they take half.
Someone handed my mead after Orm tasted it.
No,
nope. All right, pass it will.
I can smell it.
Well, take your step first.
I can smell it. So it only takes half the damage?
Yeah, they both take half damage. So just roll all the damage you're doing.
Which is...
I think it's 4d6.
Yep.
Ooh, it smells nice.
Tastes nice, too.
Tastes like candy.
It's a little tardy, but yeah. It does taste like a... Like a pate de guayaba.
Yeah,
six.
Smell that shit, Brandon.
Two is eight.
Smell what manhood smells like.
Three is 11, 12, 13. So they take...
Six each.
Yep.
And that kills the green.
Yay!
And now because
you just
I
see
have
it,
killed
it
the creature...
evaporates into fire and just screeches.
And my longsword drops.
But wait, because
it's
I killed
on fire.
The creature to get something...
Yeah,
temporary
you get temporary hit points.
I get temporary hit points plus for my level, right?
Plus your charisma modifier.
My level plus my charisma modifier.
Yeah.
Has it been that long since we killed something?
Since she's killed something.
Since I have killed something. I've damaged a lot of things.
Yeah,
But no.
Yeah, you guys are one down.
All right, and as my bonus action, I rematerialize the Shadow Blade.
Say to Jerry.
All right. The green one finally yeah, kicked
it. Green one kicked it, bro.
Like slamming his bottle?
I mean, you can, or just, I mean, you can drink the glass. Also, not worried about it.
Okay, just put your lips to it.
That's what she said.
There you go.
Ooh.
Look at the eye the entire time.
With the gentlest.
It's really good.
With the
does taste like a buffet.
Gentlest swig.
I'm gonna blast.
Ooh, baby, I love your way.
You could get right up to the
wall. That's the one I want. So tired.
That's good. I like that try.
That's what it is.
I'm gonna blast it with which bolt?
Which one?
Black.
The black one. Okay.
Wait, which one has been damaged?
The black.
Which
one's been the black one. The black one. You racist.
No, the white
hasn't. White hasn't been touched.
Oh no.
No,
it's the obsidian.
The obsidian one.
Which bolt?
Yeah,
sure. Alright.
Attack roll.
Yeah, let me just redo the attack roll. That is a 12 plus 5.
That hits. Roll your damage.
Alright, Witch Bolt, and it gets continuous too.
Yeah. So all of you see just this arc of lightning shoot out of Sailor Jerry's wand and just hit the black blob for 5 damage.
Hold on a minute. Yeah.
Alright. Shift them both.
Hold on.
Okay.
When you cast a spell using a spell slot of second level or higher,
right,
the initial damage increases by 1d12 for each slot level.
I only use it for one.
Your first? Okay.
Okay, so let's have...
Let me save those just in case.
Let's have them both move in on Orm.
I knew it.
Bite attack. Excuse me.
They're currently only trying to bite at this moment, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So 19 on the die hits you. 8 on the die misses you.
Yep.
So.
What do you have?
6, 7 total damage.
Ooh. That's fine. They just took my temporary hit.
That's awesome.
That's how that works.
You're like, huh?
Aww. Damien. Yeah, like you see, like, or like Goran kind of like cheers for you, like, yeah. All
right.
You kill something, and then they attack you, like, oh.
It hit my die.
Okay.
It hit my pilot die. Does that count?
I mean, it does. Is it readable?
It landed flat. He took a death. He rolled a 2.
Okay.
It's not a 1.
Okay.
You have 1 death saving
throw. Yeah, Torque.
I would hope you would be like, look! Look!
So whose turn is it?
Torg.
Torg or Kolsch?
Torg.
I'm going to ready my action after Kolsch real quick. I want to see what Kolsch does first.
For what trigger?
After he does his action.
Okay. Kolsch.
And you know, this might ruin the encounter, but do I have to roll for that stupid wisdom thing?
Not yet.
Okay.
Kolsch walks up to right Damien.
Okay.
It spares the undying.
Okay, spares the dying.
Mm-hmm. So no more death saves?
No more death saves.
Good. That's all I was needed.
Okay, Torg.
Froop! To the black one now. Because I was going to go over and lay on, and not lay on hands, but cure light wounds, but he's going to do that. All the better for it. 17 plus 5, that hits.
That hits. Look at you guys working like a team.
Oh, that's a beautiful roll. That's 13 plus 3,
16. 16, goddamn.
Nice. Take it to
the face. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, fuck you.
Orm.
I am far enough away.
I'm gonna target. Oh, wait, is it right in front of you?
They're both right in front of you. Yeah.
Start doing damage on the white because I'm gonna.
Okay, I'm gonna swing my shadow blade.
Orm's holding a lovely shadow blade in his hand.
Yeah, and I'm gonna swing my shadow blade at the white mimic.
Okay.
So many guys.
Yeah, because on one of them I had 4.
You all right?
That's a 17 plus that hits.
That'll hit.
All right, that'll hit.
How many D?
2d8.
2d8s.
8 D's.
8 D's.
Bofa?
Bofa? Alright, so 2d8.
What do you guys, what do you guys?
A gift.
It hits for 7.
Does it deal with Ligma? 7 damage?
7 plus your strength for dexterity. What's your dexterity?
Yeah, I'm going there.
It picked 10.
Okay.
Plus 2, which is 9.
It's a bear. It's a bear with a bear, huh?
9. It's for a total of 9.
Okay.
And the shadow blade gets stuck.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
No. Sailor Jerry.
Sailor Jerry lifts his hands, snaps his fingers, and uses the continuous action to do the auto.
Right. That doesn't take up your action.
It doesn't.
No. You're just concentrating.
Oh. The spell. So I can attack it and do the snap?
Yeah, as long as you don't cast another concentration spell, you can maintain a concentration spell.
Cantrips! Yep. All right.
Ray Frost.
So I'm going to Ray of Frost it.
Well, roll your d12 first.
So yeah, roll the d12.
Yeah, get the damage.
That is a 9.
That's a good number.
9.
That's a good number.
And
Ray of Frost.
And
Ray
9
Frost.
For Ray of Frost.
Oh. That's going to be 12.
Hits. That'll hit. You're attacking the black one?
Yeah.
Racist.
Whoa.
So
Dungeons and Dragons is a open-minded family.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's the color of
that's a 6.
There it is. That's
6 and it's damage.
Okay. Brings us back to them. So they're both going to try to bite Orym.
I tried.
I spit in their general direction as they attack Orym.
That's cool.
That's cool.
One of them is going to be a 7
is not enough.
Yeah, that's spit him in the eye.
But that 17 is going to hit you.
Oh, no. Roll a 1s.
That would be great.
I did roll a 1. so that's 4 plus 8 is 12 damage total.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And,
wait, how's it 4 plus 8?
Because it's 1 die of regular damage and then 1 more die of acid damage.
Which is, that acid damage is at least a d8 or more.
Damien, you no longer have to make a death saving throw, but you're on the floor, so...
Can I get up?
No.
No,
you don't have health.
You can roll.
No, you can't.
I thought you could always roll for an extra 20.
No, once you spare the dying, you've removed him from the death saving throws.
He's just on the floor,
That means he's just on the floor.
That means
he can't get up.
No, he can't get up.
He's not dying.
He still has no health.
Oh, he punches.
But he's not dying.
Right.
You should sneak behind Orym.
So, are you serious? You could have just given him 1 HP for him to get up.
So, Torg.
You're gonna cure somebody more?
I should have fucking done that. I should have just fucking done that.
Just keep attacking.
Just do what you do, homie.
Yeah, man.
Mark off all these arrows.
Huh?
Mark off all these arrows.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's why right now 25.
Yeah, because...
I'm at 27 arrows used so far.
Because their acidic blood doesn't let you get any of them back.
To put logs in.
Just petrified wood from the fucking statues. Is what we use. 12 plus 5, 17.
That hits.
Which one are you attacking? The black or the white?
I am racist.
Did
you mark one yet?
No, because that's only for melee.
No.
See within range. 90,000.
Within range.
Oh, well, I haven't done it, guys. I'm so sorry. Anyway, attack.
Stunner Hunter's marking everything all the time.
That's 6. 6 damage.
6 in the black one?
Are you Hunter's marking the white one?
I'll Hunter's mark it. I'll Hunter's mark the white one now, since the black one's about to die.
Kolsch.
We've been pounding the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Kolsch hits it with a total of death.
like prison rape.
Yes.
18 on the die.
I'm tasing it. I'm freezing
it. Gates out of it.
Burn the 18. You roll like a 3 on your next attack.
Orym, death saving throw.
3.
One failure. Sailor Jerry!
Alright, moving doesn't break concentration, right?
No. Nope. Roll your d12.
Get the snap. Where's my 12?
2 snaps and a round of world.
That's a 1.
You had 1 job, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Anything higher than a 3, you would have killed it.
I mean, I'm gonna fucking cantrip. I'm gonna use a fucking Ray Frost.
Okay.
Come on, big.
Roll another 1.
That is going to be a 12.
That hits.
And that is going to be a d8.
Well, you're 1 damage.
Shut your whore mouth.
Keep it alive for
that
another round.
Count.
That was a one.
Yeah, it's still alive. Yeah. Move them over to Sailor Jerry.
This one's speed is halved.
Which one?
Oh.
The black one.
Okay, then...
Like with the Ray of Frost.
That's not racist.
No. Move him to Kosh, then. We'll see what happens.
Who?
The black one.
And the white one reach me?
Yeah. So the white one on Sailor Jerry.
Wait, on the front? Wait, where? Right here, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
15 on the die is going to hit you.
Yeah, that one hit me.
And then the one on Kosh, a one.
Of course. Why can't that one come to be worse?
So Sailor Jerry then takes... I rolled low. 5, 6 points of damage.
All right.
Make a concentration check.
That's a nat 20.
How's that sip taste?
Not like peel and pie.
That's why I got my sad face on. Damien, you're still on the floor.
Yes.
Torg.
Jesus Christ.
He's just there looking like...
Let me guess. If I use my crossbow now, is it disadvantage?
Yeah.
Hit the white. It's going to die. It's going to die with the next...
you mean the black.
The black, you mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, hit the white because the black's going to die in my next...
Shoot the white one.
Shoot the white one with disadvantage?
No, you don't have disadvantage on the white one.
Yeah, he does. The black.
It's right next to him.
Yeah, it's right next to me, so it's right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're in this square.
No, you know that's what?
That's Gorm. Oh, yeah. You're right there,
mind. You know, I technically have 3 swords.
I mean, if you want to hit it with your penis, yeah.
No, I have a scimitar and 2 short swords.
Oh, yeah.
Aha, someone forgot.
Just move. Just take out the short sword.
Move back.
Move and then take an attack of opportunity?
Yeah.
Do it.
At that reaction, I'd be like...
Yeah.
All right.
Almost a natural 20, but it's an 18 on the die.
Yeah.
You haven't even gotten hit yet, bro.
I know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. 11, shit part.
19 points of damage.
I'm at 1, guys. And you guys got one off.
Shoot and kill it.
One off.
I rolled max for my 2d8.
Yeah. Shoot it and kill it.
One off.
So who are you shooting? The black one or the white one?
The white one.
Okay.
No, the black one
has Hunter's Mark on it.
Yeah, so hit white. Yeah.
And that's also hurt. I'm just letting you know all these things that are stacked.
I understand how this works.
And an actual 20. That's why you back up and roll that motherfucker. We don't give a fuck in the fucking front of him about this. We just walk in balls deep on a motherfucker.
Somebody that just...
balls deep.
Okay, so...
double everything.
Just so you're aware, that's 4 dice 6 and 2 d8.
Holy fuck.
Because it's 1 die 6 from your bow,
mm-hmm.
1 die 8 from your Colossal Slayer,
yep.
And then 1 die 6 from your Hunter's Mark.
Doubles.
And just your Dexterity modifier once.
So it's like a crazy man. There's only 8 die.
Yes!
3,
5 over here.
5, 7, 12.
12 plus what's the Dexterity modifier?
12 plus 3.
Graffiti. Okay, that's that hurts.
That hurts.
He's got a new target.
Well, of course he does.
That was Torg. So Kolsch.
I'm a fucking one.
You're not down.
I'm about to be right now.
And dying.
Don't worry. I think I might draw its attention with what I do.
Kolsch tolls the dead on the white one.
Okay.
I wonder what happens.
They're
all down.
Two on the die.
Yep. 12 points of necrotic damage, up to 12.
They eat you. That's what happens when you all die.
There's 7 points of necrotic damage.
7 points. The white one.
Orm,
make your death saving throw. Chico!
Nope. Where was that?
4 on the die.
One more failure.
Somebody heal Orin next turn.
Sailor Jerry.
Well, first snap, and it's down to 1, so it's dead.
Yeah, it's dead.
Then I'm going to use Shocking Grasp on the mimic, since it's within melee range.
Okay, yeah, make your attack roll.
Hands charge up. That's going to hit, that's 15.
Yeah.
1d8, and it can't react.
Oh. So you going to try to run away?
You fucking bitch your ass.
You should have got your... By the way, next time you move the entire movement.
That's a 1.
Okay.
You might have still can't react. Get out of dodge,
yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Okay. Yeah, it moves over to Torg. 7 on the die is not enough.
Oh, so close. Also, I like the image of Sailor Jerry, like, scrubbing his feet and just, like, giving it, like, a little static shock.
Damien, you're still on the floor.
Jesus Christ!
Torg.
Heal me.
Kolsch, you're next,
right? Give me some sort of HP.
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
Attack.
Guys, I'm at 1 HP.
No, it's fine.
Listen.
Listen.
1 HP.
Listen.
If I run away, he's more likely going to hit me. So I'm just going to go for
Bolt. How long can you not react for?
That's what I'll... Yeah, let me check real quick.
How long can you not react
for? We're going to see right now. Yeah. That's why I'm asking the question. I don't know how to spell. It could be deter. It could be...
Shocking grass. Make a melee... you have an advantage in the attack roll if it's wearing metal. It can't take reactions to the start of its next turn.
So you can move, and it can't do shit to you.
No, it can.
No.
Until the start of its next turn.
It's
turn
to
start.
Oh, the surgery would last.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
So I'm going for broke. Scimitar, sword hand, short sword in hand. I'm going shink shink at this point.
Do it.
Before. So first one.
Spin it. It's like, oh.
16 plus
5, 21. That hits.
Hunter's Mark still works for melee.
Yeah.
Colossus Slayer does not, or does?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does.
But he only gets it once.
Yeah, so it only goes once on the first.
Oh, but Hunter's Mark as well.
Hunter's Mark continues.
Yeah, Hunter's Mark
continues. For each strike, but Colossus Slayer is only for the first one.
That's fine. 7 plus 3, 10.
Okay.
And the second one?
Yeah.
I can't have to re-roll this one.
It's lucky. Natural 20,
almost.
So close.
19. Okay.
It was so close.
So now you get Hunter's Mark and it's the weapon attack.
Yep.
The Hunter's Mark is...
D6.
Great.
More die, the better.
4, 7 total.
7 total. How do you want to describe
it? Yeah!
Your victory...
Enough is enough. If I die, I'm gonna die right here in front of these people. So I literally just swing. What does this character look like?
It's just a blob of teeth and tentacles.
I'm just gonna go straight down the middle, like I'm cutting it, you know, with a hot knife.
Okay. All right, and we will pick up your looting on the next episode.
Oh man! Oh, so good.
Hey guys, it's Kolsch. Thanks for joining in for another episode of Brothers and Dragons. Make sure to follow us on the social medias.
Guys, if you want to hear more of our bullshit, special bullshit, bullshit for only a certain amount of ears, make sure you check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thetalkinggeek.